Mid-month, Marquez traveled to the Virginia Science and Humanities Symposium at James Madison University.
This is a fair that focuses on presentations, and I won first place in Best in Fair there and qualified to compete at the national event that's going to be held in Ohio this year.
Her presentation project was titled Advances in the Bottom-Up Assembly of Multicellular Architectures, showing the development of new biological models and neural sensors for measuring nanotoxicity of environmental nanoparticles. Samantha is one of the three Virginia students who'll travel to Dayton, Ohio next month.
A couple days later, I flew out to San Diego to participate in the American Academy of Neurology meeting, and there I received the Neuroscience Research Prize. Right after that, actually the day after, I came back here to Richmond and I participated in the Metro Richmond STEM Fair, where I won first place in engineering. And then later I was actually named one of the four ISA finalists. And I'm going to be participating for the third time in the International Science and Engineering Fair this year held in Phoenix, Arizona.
That same weekend, Marquez was notified that she is the winner of the Virginia BioGenius Challenge, a premier competition in biotechnology. She will travel to the Nationals in Chicago on Friday. Marquez developed what she calls celoidosomes some years ago, and that work continues.
This year, I focused on two really different applications for it. One of them, I was trying to create this new microtissue using cortical brain cells, create a 3D model that was a better representation of the brain for determining the toxicity of nanoparticles. And in the second, I built a multicellular structure that behaves like an artificial organism. The system is able to selectively trap and capture radioactive heavy metals. This is especially important when we're talking about nuclear reactor disasters and dirty bombs. So with that one, I was really focusing on the bioremediation of radioactive cesium-137.
When Samantha decides where to go to college after graduation from Maggie Walker, celoidosomes will influence her choice and she will continue her research.
I've been looking at different colleges that have programs, really good programs in neuroscience right now. And I'm actually really excited that next year in collaboration with the mentorship program at my school, I'm going to be working with a professor named Dr. Kinsley at University of Richmond who works in neuroscience. So I'm really excited about that opportunity and really opening the doors to different areas in neuroscience. So this is a huge field, especially from what I was exposed to at the American Academy of Neurology meeting.
Science is her passion, and Samantha started the Neuroscience Club at Maggie Walker, and she's a member of the Science Honor Society. In her spare time, she's on the dance team, she's a member of the National Honor Society, she's a certified scuba diver, and an amateur magician. John Ogle, WCVE News.